Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, and you joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. She's the minor league baseball writer over at The Athletic. Emily Walden joins us now. Emily, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
First things first, we had a press conference earlier today in Appleton for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. President of their organization came out and addressed the media as far as, you know, what now for the Timber Rattlers going forward. Of all these minor league teams, do you think that most of them will be fine and be able to come back and be ready to go again next year?
You know, next year is going to be really, really interesting just because next year we're also factoring in the affiliate cuts that Commissioner Manfred announced for 2021. So as of right now, that list includes at least 42 teams. That list could kind of shift a little bit between now and next year. So right now, I think a lot of teams do feel still kind of in limbo because now they not only know, hey, are we going to actually still be around next season or will it just be from a financial rebuilding standpoint? So there's still a lot of questions up in the air.
Well, if you look at a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, though, it feels like they want to use more of their minor league players than most. What's your assessment on who will this hurt the most not having their minor leagues in place?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a bigger factor for the teams who are very much like in a rebuilding phase because those are the teams that want more of a stockpile. They want more depth in the pipeline that they can plan to bring up and to continue to cultivate. And because of the fact that these cuts that they're talking about for next year stretch all the way from AA all the way down to rookie ball, it leaves a lot of teams wondering how they're going to fill that. I know they've had a lot of structure or restructuring plans that they've been talking about where they may shift, you know, what is a Class A affiliate could become a AA affiliate depending on their location. But for the teams that are looking to fall back on that depth in their pipeline, this could create some problems.
Yeah, I was looking at, and thanks for joining us, by the way. This is amazing. I see that Mexico has canceled their baseball season over the pandemic. And I also see that MLB can't ID the players who test positive, which I'm fine with. How is the media is viewing guys like Zimmerman, the guys who are opting out to say they don't want to play? I mean, that list can get bigger, I'm sure. But the bigger name guys, I just want to know how is it being viewed? I mean, are people okay with this and they understand? Or do you get some of the fans saying, well, hey, these guys should play anyway. They're getting paid a lot of money and they should just play for the love of the game, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's you see a mix, especially on social media, which we all know can bring out the best of the best and the worst of the worst in the reactions we get from fans. I have seen both. I've seen some guys who went as far as to call the players cowards. They said, you make enough money, stop being so weak. And for these fans to say things like that, I think that they struggle to look beyond the fact that for the major league guys, a lot of them are making $1 million or more. Not all of them, but a lot of them have those multi-million dollar deals. And in the fans' perspective, they should be okay. But if you look below the surface, you're looking at these guys going, you know what? I have a wife at home. I've got two or three kids at home. What am I doing for the safety of my family? And obviously, we don't have all the answers about COVID-19. There's still a lot of stuff being discussed and uncovered. But for them to want to put the health of themselves or their families first, I personally don't see how anybody could find fault in that, and especially cast accusations.
And see, I feel bad for the minor leaguers because they're not going to be able to play. And then you see the top pick overall, they're going to pretty much add him into their pool of players. I mean, I guess that would be unprecedented. You want young guys to go down and work their way back up. Do you think we'll see more of maybe the young players playing before their scheduled time? Because I think the Brewers, using the bullpen, they don't need an ace pitcher. You know, it may hurt them in a way. But then again, I think more teams may go what the Brewers are doing, the way your starter just goes two or three innings and just use the whole entire bullpen to win these games.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of creativity when it comes to management styles once they do get things kicked off. And also, happy summer camp day to you guys officially.
Oh, thank you. I got seven kids, so I know exactly what you mean.
And I think the biggest thing that really kind of gets called into question in this situation is the development side of things. One of the biggest aspects of minor league baseball is you can't develop everybody the same way. Guys are going to approach development in a unique way. They're going to learn at their own pace. They're going to develop physically at their own pace. And my concern, and anybody who follows me on social media, they know this, I preach development pace all the time, because the last thing you want to do is put out a young guy who, you know, say he's 19 and he's throwing 101 miles an hour. Do you want to risk putting him in a major league situation and having something that completely shakes up his development for the future? And so my hope is that teams approach this cautiously, that they don't dip into those lower level guys unless it's absolutely necessary. And I'm hoping they'll handle it responsibly from that regard.
Talking with Emily Walden, MILB writer here on the Wendy's Big Show. One last thing concerning the minor leagues. Do you think that a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, that can't spend the money like the Dodgers, can't spend the money like the Yankees and so forth, now have all of these players that aren't going to be allowed to have a year in development, are going to be a year older, value will now decrease, whether you want to trade them at some point or whatever the case may be. Do you think these markets like Milwaukee get hurt more by this shutdown maybe than the bigger markets?
I think it could play a factor. It really does depend, as you guys know, on the type of foundation that these clubs have. What kind of resources do they have access to? How are they able to sort of bounce back from this type of a situation? And you'll start to see again, too, how are these front offices handling it? What guys are really working to keep as much stability in the organization as they can? Because as we all know, everybody's going to handle these types of things differently. And I think we'll see what clubs really have faith in. And those are the teams, I think, that'll sort of stand apart from the pack throughout all of this. But I think at the end of the day, from the minor league perspective, those affiliates are going to hurt, and they're going to hurt for a while, because I think one of the most downplayed aspects to minor league baseball is how valuable these teams are to the communities. I mean, they impact the economy. They impact the people who have lived there. They impact everything in that area. And I don't think that really gets talked about enough. And so for these teams to just be told, sorry, you guys are going to have to make do until 2021, that's a gut punch for a lot of these clubs.
She is Emily Walden, minor league baseball writer here on The Fan. Emily, I know you got a roll. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I had a Tim Tebow question. Again, next time.
Thanks
next
a lot, time. Emily. Yeah, we'll get to Tim Tebow next time. Thank you so much. There she is.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, Emily Walden on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. A great piece written by Bill Huber talking about the right tackle position for the Green Bay Packers, and it raised some red flags when talking about what Ricky Wagner has in front of him for the upcoming season, now that the Packers are without Brian Bulaga. We'll discuss that coming up next, but first, Gary Ellerson will tell us all about the Jewelry Center.
Yeah, talk about my good friends over at the Jewelry Center. Dean Murray, folks, is the owner. Dean Murray is the owner. Guys, go check them out today. Their hours as such, Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Their Burlington location closes at 5:30 p.m. weekdays and at 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Guys, learn more about us in our three locations, the brands that we carry, in our full service repair department at shoptjc.com. Guys, and always remember, if you want the most money for your old golden jewelry that you have laying around the house, it is at the Jewelry Center. And Leroy, did they just win another award here at the Jewelry Center?
Yes, they did. Fourth year in a row. I mean, top jewelry award, fourth year in a row. I'm not surprised by that because of the service. And if you don't, I mean, I know it's gonna be hot, you may not wanna be out or whatever, go to shoptjc.com. You can get the same thing that's in the stores. But me personally, you can go in there with your mask on. You can sit down with a professional that work with your budget. And Gary's right about that, about getting the most money for your gold. Because I have a neighbor, 78 years old. He has some jewelry.
78.
And, you know, everybody can use a couple of pennies or two. But he's made a big deposit into his bank account. So he wanted me to thank Dean for that. So, Dean, thank you for helping my neighbor out.
Beautiful. There he is, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson. Beautiful. The Wendy's Big Show up next. We'll talk more about that piece by Bill Huber concerning Ricky Wagner in the right tackle position for the Packers next on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.